Blog Talk Radio.
Know who this is. This is Teddy calling out of the 757 area. What it do, pimp?
Who you calling a pimp?
You.
What's up with all that?
I don't know. I just like to see what it do, pimp.
I got your pimp. At night, after the show, in the bedroom.
Oh, damn. I done told you about that, honey. Don't nobody need to know. Jesus.
They do need to know. They need to know not to mess with my man.
Look here, I done told you about that.
I just playing with y'all. They probably like, oh my goodness, won't they just talk about
that? No, it don't go down like, no boo boo pineapples.
If I wanted to go down there like that boo boo, it will go down like that boo boo. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Lord,
don't play with me, girl, so that will bend you over.
Boy, let's get this show started.
No, I want to talk to you about what we're going to do tonight.
Talk on the radio. That's it. Interesting.
Nah, we going to have it. Oh, so you playing like you, me and you don't do it now?
Nope. It's over.
They're probably like, what in the world?
It's over.
I'm just messing with y'all, ladies. How are you ladies doing tonight? Y'all already know the routine. If you want to talk to me and Terry, I'm going to need y'all to call in 646-716-6977. Press that number one, ladies, tonight. We want to hear from you, so do not be scared at all. All right, tonight's topic, ladies, is singles. Being single isn't always bad. Well, I'm going to flip the role over to Teddy so Teddy can tell you exactly how she feels about that topic. Because, you know, I'm going to cut the road. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let Teddy go first. Teddy, how do you feel? Like, when I say it's not single, it's not bad being single all the time, like, what is your take on that?
I mean, my take is some people being single, it might work for them, you know what I'm saying? It gets them time to, you know, love themselves, reflect on why their relationship didn't work, what they need to do to, you know, to change for themselves and to, you know, better themselves for their next relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? You ain't necessarily got to be in a relationship all the time. But when you find that one, you find that one. But being single, it don't hurt. You can date yourself, and for some people, it's a whole lot cheaper. I'm just saying.
What are you saying, boo-boo?
I
hear that.
You get to love yourself. You know, you get to love yourself more and learn about yourself.
Right.
Now, what's your cutthroat thing?
No, I'm not finished with you. The times that you were single and, you know, you didn't have a girlfriend, how did that make you feel? And then, you know, cut through it. Be real about it.
I mean, in the beginning, it was sad. But after a day or two, I had to realize at that time, it was like I said, it was 2 weeks before my birthday. I was turning 30. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm getting older. I thought this was going to be the one at that time. But I'm like, she put me through hell. So after the fact, you know, after I let it go and I was over being sad, I was over being mad, I was happy. I got to do what I wanted to do. I got to go hang out with the sheep rat. I wild out with my people. I got to know me.
Right.
And then over time, started talking to someone, getting to know this person. And I'm in a relationship. But before then, I got to know me. I was dating myself. I was getting myself together. I'm ready for the relationship that I'm in now. And
right.
That was a good choice for me to do at that time, 2 weeks before my 30th birthday, to get myself together before, you know, now.
Right. Okay. Good one, good one. I'm digging it, I'm digging it.
Yeah, man.
It's a Lego.
Yeah, Lego, it's your go.
I don't think they're ready for what I got to say. But
they gonna be ready.
Well, what I got to say, ladies, is this. All right? And I'm going to keep it as real as I can. I was one of those people that, you know, one of my friends, she put it like this. You can't be alone. She said that to me. She said, you can't be alone. And at first when she said that, I wanted to stab her in her face.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, girl, who are you talking to like that? You know, I know you're not talking to me, telling me I can't be alone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just know you're not trying to be funny. Because I thought she was trying to be funny at first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to really think about what she was saying. You know what I'm saying? Because...
Mm-hmm.
I would get in a relationship with females, and I would get in a relationship with them just because I didn't want to be alone. I love the feeling of being in a relationship because I've always been in them. I didn't know what it was like to be, you know what I'm saying, to be
you
alone.
Mm-hmm.
Be by myself. You know, I didn't know what it felt like. I know when I was by myself, I didn't like it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But I was always put in relationships with people who didn't love me. Or if they did love me, they only loved me because they didn't love themselves. So therefore, I'm back in a relationship with people just like me. That's why it never worked. Because they didn't want to be alone either. You know, they thought what we had was true love. And honestly, mm-hmm. it wasn't nowhere near true love. It was just for real. We both was rebounding each other.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I got to cutthroat it. You know what I'm saying? We both was rebounds for each other. It was pretty much like we both used each other to get over the person before us. You know what I'm saying? Because they always engaged in sex. And... right before, you know what I'm saying, right when we had sex, we was in a relationship 2 days later because we didn't want to be alone. You know what I'm saying? And it took me years mm-hmm. to realize that. I was dealing with these people who I care about them as a friend or something like that, but I wasn't really caring about them as a girlfriend because I didn't know mm-hmm. them to care about them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All I knew is that they had some good sex.
Hmm.
You know, and that put me in a situation where I was unhappy, I was miserable, I just wanted to get out, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling y'all this real talk, last year my brother know, last year I had a heart attack.
Yep.
I had a heart attack, you know what I'm saying? I was in a relationship with a woman, and I was so stressed out, I was so unhappy, it put me in the hospital, I had a heart attack. I'm 32
mm-hmm.
years old. All right? So what I'm telling you ladies is this. Just like we said last night, know your worth. It took me years to figure out my worth. Years. And I'm only telling you stuff that I've been through. As, you know what I'm saying? I'm like a testimony. I'm teaching you something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What I've been through. And Teddy's teaching you something that she's been through. All
mm-hmm.
I'm saying is this. I have been single for the last 3 months. And this is the happiest I have ever been in my whole entire life.
Learning stuff about yourself every day.
I'm learning that these women, so now I've been through so much stuff in those past relationships, I'm learning now when a woman comes to me full of shit, oh, I already know she's full of shit. And I don't even call her back or nothing. I don't call her back, I don't text her back or nothing. She full of shit. Why would I want to deal with somebody that's full of shit? So you continue to be single because you need to talk to people, learn people. You need to go on dates with people. You need to go on dates with yourself so you can know what it's like to go on a date with yourself and love you. You know what I'm saying, man? I leave on my house, man. Now I do. Man, I went to the movies by myself. Girl, it was the best time of my life, girl. I got a pop, a hot girl. I got a kid's meal.
Girl,
I went to the movies and got a kids meal, $5, a half a drink, and a little bit of popcorn and a fruit snack. And I was in that movie crushing. And guess
what?
I didn't have to get nobody else's number myself. That means I kept $5 extra in my pocket. I ain't had to get anyone. Just saying, hey.
Look, you got to keep it real. That's before the relationship I was in. And you know how long I was single before then. And when I would come up there, yeah, I would be by myself, but in the back of my mind, it's so cheap. I could buy myself something to drink. I ain't got to buy her nothing to drink. Or I ain't got to buy her nothing to eat. You know what I mean? It was just, I was dating myself. Yeah, I got lonely. Yeah, I was a little teeny tiny jealous. But at the end of the night, I was content because I didn't have that stress. You know what I went through. I was almost to the point of going to the hospital, and that was 2 weeks before I turned 30. And now the relationship I'm in, since I waited that long, afterwards, I'm better. It's day by day. She motivates me. She supports me in me doing this radio show. You know what I'm saying? I support her in what she do. It's like we both was waiting for each other. You be single for however long you're going to be single for. You learn stuff about yourself, and then you find that right one comes to you instead of you going to her.
Right.
Like in your case, when you dated yourself and you had your popcorn and your half a drink, you was happy, won't you?
Man, do you hear me? I was in there acting a fool, man. I was laughing to myself. You know what I'm saying? I ain't care if nobody see me. I was so happy. But, man, I've been so happy. I have a smile on my face everywhere I go.
I know. I've seen that.
You know what I'm saying?
You
remember, bro. Man, I'm at my own club with a frown on my face. People probably was like, man, what's wrong with her? I was in that unhappy-ass relationship, man. That's what it was. You know, all those unhappy relationships, man. Real talk.
Me.
You know what I'm saying? They could be your best friend, man. But sometimes people put on your earth just to be your best friend. They're not putting this earth to be your girlfriend. You gotta learn it too.
Oh, yeah. I learned. And with you, when I would come up there before, I could tell you was unhappy. People was asking me, what's wrong with your brother? What's wrong with KC? I'm like, I don't know. I knew, but it won't know they business.
Yeah.
But once you let that go and, you know, that situation, you started to come into yourself. You started to smile more. You got your night back at the club. You're doing your thing. You got the radio show back on and popping. You're happy. You're content. And whoever's out there for you, she's coming to you. Little do you know, it is going to happen. But this time right now, you're taking it for yourself and you're learning about yourself. And whoever you be with, when that happens, I pray that it's that one that all of us like, but most importantly, you like and eventually love, bro.
Oh, I'm ready to cry. I'm ready to scream.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Go get some tissue, honey.
I'm ready to cry, man. For real, man. I've been through some stuff, man. I know what's a listen on
but
here right now.
But you told me the same thing. You told me the same
thing.
Somebody
right now that's listening right now that's been through the same thing I've been through. They've been through so much stuff, man, with these relationships, man. It's just time to let go of them relationships and get back to you. Because a lot of people, when they're in relationships, man, and they be in, like, dead relationship, it starts to mess with their health, their life, their mm-hmm. job, their friends. They don't cut off everybody, man. These people is wounded like, yeah, man, boom. And you be like, nah, man, this, you don't know her. You don't know her. You don't know her. You don't know her. I love her. Mm-hmm. And all your friends are laughing. That's the reason why, because you, man, when you hurt, your friends hurt, man. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to get back to you, man. Being single ain't bad, baby. Remember, I'm here to check. I've been single for 3 months, baby, and I'm up here shouting and crying and ready to do the MC Hammer. Well, go. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Don't do
another
the hammer.
Thing.
Cause
I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And also, ladies, sex is great. We all love sex.
It's awesome.
Now, while you're single, you can have a little sex. You can get you a little hair. You can get you a little strap, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you need to have power. The power of the pussy. That's what it's called. You need to have the power of the pussy because you need to know. If you're going to give your pussy up when you're single and you don't want to be in a relationship, you need to put your foot down.
Mm-hmm. I think you might have to say it again for them ones that didn't hear you.
You need to put your foot down. Just because you had sex with somebody does not mean that you need to wipe them. Everybody you have sex with is not going to be wifey material. Okay? I'm going to say it again. Everybody you have sex with is not going to be wifey material. There's a lot of girls out here, man, sexy as hell, man, got the best sex, man. You know what I'm saying? You can get you a little something on the side. We all human. We need something. A toy, huh? But I'm saying if you're going to do it, make sure the person that you're doing it with, you hear me, ladies? Make sure the person that you're doing it with, you need to put your foot down with them in the beginning. And they might even feel like, oh, my God, the sex was so good. I want a wife. You need to be like, no. Not ready for that. If they still be like, tell them, look, I don't think we can do this no more. Straight up. Because that's not the person you need to be having sex with, because they're going to push you somewhere that you don't want to go. Because after a while, you're going to just be like, man, forget this, man, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? If this is not what you want to do, you need to let it go. Straight up. I ain't lying to you. I'm telling the truth, man. Real talk. So, what we're going to do right now, ladies, we're going to go to the phone lines. We need y'all ladies to press the number 1. If you're online, dial 646-716-6977. Let's talk about being single. You can talk about anything. You need some advice. Talk to us. We're here for you. If you just want to be like, hey, KC and Teddy, talk to us. We're here for you. You know, we're here for you. Straight up. Definitely want to talk to you, ladies. Press the 1. Please press the 1. I'm just going to throw the Jeopardy music on.
Any minute now, somebody's going to push that number 1.
There's a lot of people on right now, so definitely want to hear y'all press that number 1. Tell us how it is being single. Tell us how it is being in a relationship. Hell, you can say, well, dear Teddy, dear Casey, I'm going through this. I need help. You can ask for advice. Let everybody on the line give it to you. You can even say how your day was. You got something coming up, an event, whatever. Let's get it out there. Whatever. Y'all ladies pressing number 1. Call in, ladies, 646-716-6977. We definitely want to talk to you. Area code 312-520. Talk to us.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Nothing major. I'm really enjoying this show so far, so good.
Thank you.
The whole being single thing, it's been a blessing to me over this last course of a week. It's been a blessing. I think I've been focusing more on myself than, like, anybody else, though.
That's right.
Going through the whole being with somebody, doing what you need to do in a relationship, and then, like, they're cheating on you or they're not being loyal and you are, it's like that's a lot of stress. And a person like me, I don't need it. I got school, work. I got a lot on my plate. Stress is one thing I don't need. So I think I can do that all by myself.
Hey, hey, Ben, come here. Let me give you the mic. Hold on. Say it again for me, baby. Say it one more time.
I can do that all by myself.
Wow.
She said it. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as sex goes, I got 10 fingers. I got 10 toes. I'll figure something out.
Hey, are you like toes in the pussy? What'd you say? Hello?
She got 10 fingers and 10 toes. Hello.
Yeah, she said, I got 10 fingers and I got 10. So you like that freaky though, huh? You off the chain, girl.
She's going to make herself happy. Yeah, she's going to marry herself.
I know that, but she's going to marry them fingers and toes, girl. She's going to put them all in at the same damn time. Hey, man. Your body will love you.
No, yes, we marrying you tonight. We going to marry the hands and the toes.
Y'all lucky I'm not flexible, because if I was, I really wouldn't need nobody.
That's right, shit. If I could eat my own snatch, man, I wouldn't need nobody. I'd be ignoring all phone calls. You hear me? I'm that man.
Oh, Lord. Don't ignore the phone call next week. I'm just saying.
Man, I'll be giving everybody the spirit finger. Smell them. I don't need you.
Oh, God, no.
Girls, don't bring it on. Hey, I'm like, hey, girl. Shit, I'll be
spirit fingers.
Yes. You smell them?
I don't want to smell them. Put them back.
I don't need you. I'll be in the club dancing with myself. Shit, we be wobbling together, hands all in front. To bring it back, girl. I ain't lying. Shit, I ain't lying. Say it again, girl. You got five what? Hold on, say what I'm saying. I don't think they heard.
I got 5 fingers for 5 toes. Oh, I got 10 fingers plus 10 toes. I can make something happen.
Oh, Lord. Jesus, you even got it all tongue tag. She don't know if she got 5 or 10. Jesus help us.
I know, right? It's okay, boo-boo.
That's okay.
Shit, I'm about to try that tonight.
Either way, she going to be happy.
Hell yeah. She done got me on to the toes now. I'm about to see if I can stick my toe in it.
Okay. I don't want to hear all that. That's just nasty. I mean, really. No, chitlins, man. Damn.
Hey,
I don't want to hear my bro put her. No, 10 fingers, 10 toes. Oh, God, no.
Yeah. I'm gonna put 2 fingers in the back. I'm gonna put 2 fingers in the front.
I'm about to go to Greyhound right now and pay to change. I'm gonna pay to change my ticket and leave to go to Baltimore now and tell my girl, please hug me. Don't ask no questions. Just hug me.
Oh,
because the things
but
I got on this radio show.
You know, taught me something new with the 10 toes, girl.
Oh God,
that
much
of that big one feel good across that thing, man. Just rub it.
Oh Lord.
Feel like a bullet, girl. How many toes you got at home?
Right now, I'm looking at 5 on one side, 5 on the other. So,
oh my God. Yeah, you don't
know
what
she's talking about.
Jesus.
Her hands, man. She's talking about her hands.
I don't care nothing, but my hands are tagged. Okay? Somebody needed to come massage my fingers or something, because I'm tagged. I've been turning too much work.
Oh, my goodness. Where are you from, ma'am? 3-1, where is that?
Chicago.
Okay. She got some windy hands, and they just fly past the person.
Lord, you about to go to the airport right now and hop a flight.
Casey, we already Facebook friends.
We is?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Chicago.
Chicago. You about to go to the airport right now.
Tony
Rainbow Gang Montana.
Oh!
Ding, ding, ding. The light bulb has came on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's the mean one.
I'm
always right.
Yeah, she mean as shit.
How she mean to you, bro? I can't help you, though, but why she mean?
Yeah,
I don't do nothing.
I even sent you a hug and a smile in your inbox. Okay.
Yeah, but you mean as hell. Shit.
No, she not. She from the city that football team who whooped up on the Cowboys. So she not mean.
No, they're not mean, but she is. Nah, she cool people. She cool people. Cool people. She be supporting, man. She cool. She cool. Y'all heard that? She got five angles and five toes. She ain't black.
Wait. You just say five. She got ten fingers and ten toes. The number for the night is 10.
You can put all of them sides of your pussy at the same time.
See, you need one hand to hold it, the other hand to rub it. I mean, come on now. So you basically need all 10 fingers.
I'm just saying, the number for the night is 10, yo.
I can't take this conversation. I'm too young for this. I ain't lying.
This is a Sesame Street conversation. What's the number for the night?
You got some 10 finger pussy hands. I ain't lying. You nasty, girl.
Goodness. Well, until somebody feel like coming over here and helping a motherfucker out, then. Hey.
Dang.
I'm riding by myself.
Dang, bro. You got to come back with that one. She got you on that one.
In the city where it grows. I couldn't even do it, but save us all.
Save us, oh, Lord Jesus.
Y'all off the chain up here. Y'all hear this, y'all ladies? Lord,
dang,
we only got 4 minutes. Do you have any questions you want to ask KC and Teddy? We got 4 more minutes. And don't nobody, ladies, pressing number 1 if you want to talk. Don't be scared. See, we have a good time on She's on Radio. Don't
talking
be scared.
About 10 fingers and 10 toes, yes.
Yes. Talking about swiping across the pussy in the Windy City. Hey, man.
Hey.
Hold
on. So we going, you have to put us in the hot spot. So you ask us some questions.
Ask y'all some questions. Well, how y'all feeling tonight, though?
Come on. Do something better than that.
Hey, well, y'all gotta watch me here. I was like half asleep. I was like, I'm gonna get on, you know, show my love and support. You know what I'm saying? That's all I was thinking. But
sleep is
you on the spot now.
Who on the spot? Me?
Nah, she on the spot. She about to ask us a question. Some questions. She got 3 minutes.
Like last night, Jesus.
How do y'all feel about threesomes? That's what I want to know.
Woo! Go ahead, Teddy. Talk to her.
Me personally. I plead the fifth.
We ain't even quit.
The hell we ain't. No, back in my 20s, I ain't even gonna lie, I've had 2. But now, no, I ain't gonna share with mine. Shoot, the hell? No, I ain't sharing with mine. No, that's mine. All mine. All teddy bears. Okay, nobody had but you. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. Okay, we got stingy people over there. Okay.
I ain't stingy. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. So I get your girlfriend just trying to surprise you. And it's like, babe, I just want you to watch me just eat and fuck another film and just.
Now I'm going to say, let me go through my lawyer right quick.
Yes.
I'm going to call my lawyer. She going to say, girl, if you don't go in there and watch them, I'm like, okay.
Yes. Well, Lord, honey.
Oh, Lord, pineapple. What you think about it, bro?
The threesome. There ain't nothing like. See, I love sex. Sex is my thing. You feel me? I love that shit. Right? So, can I imagine me and 2 other fams in the bed, buck naked? Both grinding, eating, sucking, licking, stroking.
Mm-hmm.
I would be in heaven. Just kill me now. I'm not doing what I want to do for a time for me to go. Yes, threesomes are hot.
I want to kill you. I just want to love you. That's all.
Yeah, threesomes. Two fams, yes.
Woo!
You said what?
Ooh, well, I mean, make my birthday wish come true then.
Oh.
You said what?
She said about birthday wish come true. That's all I heard.
I said, who gonna help me make my birthday wish come true?
Oh, shit.
Jay, bruh.
She's always throwing me in the middle.
Damn right. It's like this. You closer to the airport than I am, and I can't do that. So I'm just saying, I'm about 30 minutes away from my airport, and I can't even do it if I wanted to. Nope, can't do it.
Can you ask us another question, please?
Oh, God.
I don't know, my nut is like half here, half not here. I mean,
come on, you got it. Come on, you got it. Somebody else pressing number one, pressing number one. But in the meantime, somebody pressing number one. Let me, I'm gonna call them right back to you, all right?
All right.
All right, baby, don't go nowhere. Anonymous, how you doing? Hello, Anonymous?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, Casey, what's going on? You didn't know this is.
Hey, how you doing? Who is this?
Why you been being mean to me?
You gonna tell me who it is?
This is that.
Hey.
Where you been? I've been looking high low for you.
You say you been looking for me?
Yeah.
She been looking for you.
No, I told you to hit me up on Facebook. Did you lose my number or something? I'm trying to get a hold of you.
You said this who?
This is your vet.
Oh, hey, Philly.
Don't hate me. Don't hate me. I'm
hey,
mad
yeah.
at you.
Don't get the half inch voice. She mad at you.
Yeah,
hey,
I've been looking high and low for you.
Child, bro, I can't help you.
No, what's going on? How you been doing, though?
I'm doing good, chilling in the cut, eating chicken wings out my butt. And I'm been doing. I've been good.
Mhm. I see you've been acting up. What's going on, though?
Ain't
I know I got through. I don't know how the heck I got through. I thought I was, like, listening, but maybe I should only press one.
Yeah, you was pressing the one, so you got to ask us a question.
Well, I don't know what to ask.
You got to ask something. You can talk about chicken if you want to.
What you eat for dinner? Because I see you always posting food up on Facebook and don't share.
Well, I know what to do. I went to the funny room tonight, and I can't really say that because I probably get in trouble. Like some of my friends might be on here, and they might cuss me out if I tell. Like Teddy,
I'm gonna cuss you out. I know where you live.
Ooh, we don't want no problem.
I had fried chicken and fries.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Ooh,
hello,
uh-oh.
Doing so good.
Cause she ain't share.
Ain't share. Ain't she just ignorant?
Ain't share fried a chicken leg, some skin, nothing.
Not even the cheese.
I'm in trouble, crew. I said some next.
You in trouble. When I see you, man, my foot
gonna
meet
be.
Your
ass. You gonna have three shoes, two up your feet and one in your butt.
That's what I'm saying.
You see, ladies, they won't even let me have chicken. It's just messed up.
You can have baked chicken.
No.
I'm gonna die, too.
You know what?
But after today, ladies, I am going vegan. Starts tomorrow.
What? Vegan?
Vegan.
I'm going vegan, yes.
Oh,
I don't
what made
eat
you decide
meat,
that?
So. Hmm. But you say you don't eat red meat. Who said that?
I don't eat red. Shut up, you nasty fucker.
Yeah, this dude, I wasn't even talking about that. But yeah, I'm going vegan. I want to try it out, see what it's about.
That's
I already like the Boca burgers and stuff like that, so I know I can do it. I like salads. I can eat salad every day. That ain't nothing.
Yeah, me too.
I love that.
You just can't have no ham.
What about tacos?
Not ham, meat, period.
Oh, damn, I'm going to pray for you.
But I think I might do, like, maybe, like, the vegan portion and then do, like, maybe once a week have seafood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta you gotta gradually go into that because your body might react funny to it. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I was being a nurse for a minute. Your body can react funny. You ain't had meat or certain types of meat that you always like to eat.
Well, yeah. I don't really eat meat like that.
Mm.
So, you know, something like I eat chicken and fish, you know, well,
mm-hmm.
I have like I don't eat pork like that, and I don't eat red meat just because, we're not going to talk about that. We'll talk about that another show. But,
I feel you on that one. I don't eat red meat neither, bro. I feel you.
I'll just let you know. If it's going to stay in my body for a whole year, I don't need to eat it. I'm just saying. Like, real talk. So, yeah. And I read a lot of articles today. I'm not trying to scare nobody, but I read a lot of articles today. And, you know, I've been doing my research, and I have met this girl. Oh, she's a stud. And she introduced me to the vegan lifestyle. You know, she was telling me all about, you know, if she showed me videos of, like, how the animals are being treated that sell to the, like, Walmart and food, like, you know, the different grocery stores. She showed me meats, you know, how cows be beaten and fed all these hormones to make them bigger and antibiotics. You know, that's what we're eating. That's what is in our milk, and that's what we're feeding our kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to steal nobody away from it. But I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? And how they treat the chickens. They put them in slaughterhouses. You know what I'm saying? It's not like bred chickens and cows and stuff that are treated good, like fed good. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in the day, they used to be good, you know? They treated the animals good. You don't have to go through that because people had their own farms, you know? They treated the animals like family, you know? Now it's like, they beating him. I seen the dude beat him with a shovel and some mud. I was like, no. You know, he didn't beat the cow. I was screaming through his thing. You know, so. I'm not knocking about it, nothing like that. It's just, this is a choice that I'm going to make for myself. And being that I'm on this weight loss journey, it's going to help me anyway. It's going to help me, too. You know, vegetables and fruits and different, like, whole grains and stuff like that. I'm telling you, Boca Burgers are off the chain. I had one. I was like, good Lord, I thought this was something off the grill. You know what I'm saying?
I got to try that.
Yeah, Boca Burgers. You can get them, like, you got to go in the vegan section of your grocery store, though. They are so good. They have, like, they call it chickless chicken or something like that. It tastes so good. It's like chicken,
too.
Another thing that it wasn't chicken. You know what I'm saying? It tastes just like chicken. And just like hamburger. It's good. You know? I just want to do something good for my life. I want to do something, and I just feel like people... We're going to talk about that next week, though. Good topic. But definitely, I want to thank you, Yvette, for coming on She's On Radio. Thank you for the support.
Thank you.
And going away, I got a few announcements, okay?
All right,
Teddy. I want to thank you so much for coming on She's On Radio. Of course, ladies, www.shepride2014.eventbrite.com. SheePride tickets are available for you. Go ahead and get your tickets before they sell out. I guarantee you, by March, they will be. If you don't know who's on the lineup, we have more to come, but these are just the few people that will be here in Richmond, Virginia, August 15th through the 16th. Juice Box will be here. Lady Cat will be here. Then you have Shy from Florida. You have Dr. Shokum from Florida. You have Sexy Face from Florida. You have Seduction from PA. You know, it's going down. We got Poison from VA. Definitely a lot of favorites, you know. So definitely, like I told you, hit me up on hit me on inbox on Facebook or send me something. Like, tell me who you want to come. I'll make sure to get here. All right? As always, Teddy, tell them how to get to you.
Y'all already know what it is. It's TeddyBear_KingOfVA, all capital letters, on Instagram or on Facebook, /TheKingOfVA.
All right, y'all ladies can find me on Facebook, Twitter, @JUSZKC, Instagram _JUSZKC, and Kick JUSZKC. Pretty much all of them is JUSZKC, except for Instagram, you have to put the underscore in front of it. As always, thank you ladies for calling in, and She's On Radio. We will see y'all on Monday, 11 o'clock, back to our regular time. Y'all hit me, text me, whatever, and let me know what y'all want to talk about for next week. All right? Y'all ladies have a great night. Love y'all. Sleep tight.